It's a cloudy fall morning. We walk through the back entrance of the Krennert Art Museum, and we have no idea what we're going to learn. We're at the wheelchair-accessible entrance, all the way across the museum from the front lobby. We walk through the museum, past walls filled with classic European portraits and neon light displays, to put our coats at the front entrance.
If you have a backpack, I suggest you lock it. There's lockers big enough.
There's no place to sit, stairs are everywhere, and museums don't often address these issues of accessibility. That's the point of CRIP, an exhibit named after a word that's being reclaimed by many people with disabilities. Before we see the exhibit, we can hear it. All of the art in the exhibit addresses accessibility, and many of the artists have disabilities themselves. Exhibit organizers say the name references CRIP theory, created by University of Illinois graduate Robert McCrewer. He says that our understanding of disability depends on what's defined as normal.
Today, an artist, Liza Sylvester, is giving a tour to our Journalism Ethics and Diversity class. Sylvester is deaf. She says she put the exhibit together after being inspired by the experiences of artists with disabilities. Many museums provide audio recordings that describe works of art for people with sight disabilities. But Sylvester says that's the bare minimum that museums should offer. We can hear verbal descriptions that play out loud in the exhibit. For some pieces, we have to use our phones to scan a QR code to hear them.
One of our classmates, journalism student Alexis Ramirez, stops at a sculpture of a medical ID tag hanging on the exhibit wall. We're told that people with disabilities sometimes wear these tags so medical workers can immediately understand their needs. Ramirez says the piece speaks to him. It helps him understand the importance of making journalism accessible to everyone.
Because it is like such an important part of, you know, giving people the ability to experience the content that we were producing. There's really a lot more that we could do.
And like Ramirez, we're figuring out that disability isn't often included in conversations about diversity. Kevin Hamilton, another journalism student, says he's known this for a long time. He uses a wheelchair and sees what we don't.
Everybody does perceive the world within what they can do.
Professor Nikki Usher teaches our Journalism Ethics and Diversity class. She says she wanted us to learn how to better report on people's experiences that might be different than ours.
I think that it couldn't be more connected to the mission of journalism itself, because you can only listen to what other people's experiences are. You can't have them yourself.
When we ask Sylvester, the exhibit curator, how journalists could better understand disability, she says people's identities aren't as simple as the media would like them to be.
And I think that everybody has something to gain from disability, whether or not they believe that or whether or not their studies actually directly intersects with disability.
Throughout the tour, we've heard the sound of a violin playing. At the last stop, we finally learn where it's coming from. A piece at the center of the exhibit features violins and speakers playing the song Pure Imagination from the film Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. Sylvester says the piece ties into disability. This is because the movie asks us to think about everything we'll do to fit in. Now, we're both picturing a world where accessibility isn't a goal, but it's just a reality. As Sylvester ends the tour, we snap an applause. Yeah. Reporting for the Illinois Student Newsroom, I'm Farrah Anderson.
And I'm Vivian Law.